This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello and welcome to Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Marcy Davis. And with me, as always, is my amazing service dog and co-host, Fenway. And we are so excited to be with you today to talk about our favorite subject, working dogs, working animals, and the extraordinary people who partner with them. And today we have an absolutely spectacular story to share with you. We are welcoming Faye Okert, the handler of Sergeant Bo, who is the 2025 American Humane Hero Dog Award winner in the therapy category and the overall Hero Dog winner. And joining Faye is Dr. Robin Ganzert, who we love and are so excited to welcome back. And as many of you know, Robin is the president and CEO of the American Humane Society, the United States' first humane organization. And they're going to talk with us today about Sergeant Bo and his journey from a stray dog to a decorated therapy dog at the Metro Nashville Police Department. And it's a story that is just full of compassion, courage, and that beautiful healing power of the human-animal bond that we all love so much. So you are not going to want to miss a second of this. So come right back as we have so much to talk with them about today. So come right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. And we are so excited to have Faye Okert, Sergeant Bo, and Robin Ganzert on the show today. Hello, you two, and welcome.
Hi, Marcy. We're so glad to be here. I know you are just one of my favorite people, such an inspiration. I still love, love, love your book with the foreword by our dearest friend, Betty White. So thank you for all you do, especially for working dogs.
Thank you, Robin. Well, just sending you a big hug and a big welcome. So excited for you guys to be here. And Faye, welcome, welcome to you. And let's start with you, Faye, because I am dying to know. Sergeant Bo was once a stray, and I want you to take us back to the beginning. How did you two find each other, and what did you see in him that made you think this dog has something truly special?
Oh, you're going to love this story.
I am. Tell me. Tell us.
About 3.5 years ago, I'd been a police officer for 31 years at the time. I came up with an idea because other states were doing it with therapy dogs in school. So I had a supervisor at the time said, write a proposal, which is so not like me. I'm kind of the worker and not to do stuff like that. But I did. And it was actually approved through the school system and the police department, which was a total shock. And the program that I wrote it for was a place in Florida called Paws and Stripes College, the Brevard County Sheriff's Department. They take in stray dogs that have been turned into them, and the inmates, I say the inmates take care of them. Well, I think Bo and the dogs take care of the inmates as well. And then we don't get a choice as to which dog we get. you can put in a preference, and I put in a preference for a female short-haired dog. And I don't know, you've probably seen pictures of Bo, and he is far from a female short-haired dog. He is a male, very scruffy looking dog. So my first, when I got a picture of him, probably about 3 days before leaving for Florida to test out with him, my first impression, and this is terrible, but it's one of the lessons that I have been able to pass on to children and honestly, adults too. My first impression was, I am not taking that dog. He is scruffy. He's ugly. He's different looking. People are going to make fun of me when I get him out of a police car. I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I love all dogs. I mean, I have no idea why I reacted that way. The entire drive, I think it's like a 14-hour drive for me to Florida. It's like, nope, I'm not taking that dog. So I get to Florida and I look at the trainer and I said, did you get my preference? I said, I asked for a short-haired female dog. She said, yeah, I saw it. And I'm like, okay. I said, she said, no, you have female dogs at home. She said, we're giving you a male dog. I said, okay. I said, is there another one that I can have? Which was terrible. I mean, even when I met him at first, it's like, I was still, people are going to make fun of me. So he didn't, I'm sure I didn't make that. I made a great impression on him. He was so happy. He didn't make that impression on me. And I did. I asked the trainer for a different dog. There's a lot to that as far as, so we were set to get in. It was approved in July of 2022. I wanted in the September of 2022 class and it was full. And so I had to wait till December. Well, Bo was a stray on the streets September of 2022. So I wouldn't have got him.
Yeah, it just wasn't meant to be. Yeah.
It was meant to be for him.
Yeah,
but it
that's
was
right.
Like, that was just one of those things where he was definitely meant to be with me.
That's
and he
right.
was definitely that's- meant to be in Nashville because she didn't give me another dog. So we had that 12-hour drive back home.
And what did you think when you got back home? Did you still have the same feeling that you did when you left?
He kind of started to grow on me.
Started to grow on you, yeah.
But it wasn't, not necessarily the looks, but when they sent me the picture, they sent this email that said, he has a great personality. Okay, well, we all know what that means. And it was his personality.
Yeah.
But finally, his looks, I think I would take 10 of him the way he looks now. But it was just the timing, the fact that she said he was coming back to Nashville, the fact that I even wrote the proposal will tell you that that dog belonged
oh,
with me.
Oh, yeah. That universe. Yep. The universe had it all figured out, Faye, and they knew whether you wanted it or not. Yep. The universe knew what an incredible, incredible little spirit that Bo is and that was his journey.
3 months after getting here, getting to Nashville, we worked in the schools. So we were working a lot of different schools. I would take him to visit. We probably were visiting 3 schools a day. We would actually work the entire 8-hour shift going to schools. And there was never a transition period for him. I remember thinking, okay, how's this going to work? We've never had a therapy dog in the police department. I didn't have someone to model after. Mm-hmm. And so I remember the first day I was like, how's this going to work? It wasn't up to me. That he went in and he showed me how it was going to work. And he showed me what he was going to do and his plan for us.
Aww. That little angel boy. Oh my goodness. That is so, you're right. I love, love, love that story, Faye. That's it. When the universe has a bigger vision and gets it. And that little guy sure got it and knew what his job was.
It is one of the messages that since I have had him that when I talk to kids, it's don't judge somebody because I try to leave the ugly word out and try not to tell them I felt that bad of him. But it's don't judge somebody because they look different or they act different until you've given them a chance. Because as I tell them, you're going to miss out on something great and you're going to miss out on your best friend.
That's right. Boy, is that the life lesson? That is. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's
absolutely.
It.
And, and the fact that this dog has a second chance and it has a second chance at life. You know, nobody adopted him. Nobody showed interest in Florida. That's why he was sent to the program. And, you know, here I didn't want him either. So he was truly an unwanted stray dog.
Well, he deserves every accolade that he has gotten. Yes, because he had it all figured out and it was the humans that had to catch up.
He did a lot. He has taught me a lot. He sure has.
Yes. Well, I want you to tell us about how you and Bo really, what happened in Nashville. Tell us about that and the incredible heartbreaking events that are so hard to get our heads around. If you can share what you feel comfortable with, Faye,
I
about
can.
that day. Yeah.
So honestly, that we went to work, I think it was probably January. School started back the 6th or 7th of 2023. And that was the first, I mean, he had never done anything like that. I'd never done anything like that. So, you know, we had 3 months and it March the 27th of 23. So I'd had him 3 months. He was 6 months from being a stray. And the tragic shooting at Covenant, six people lost their life. Three of them were kids. Actually, I visited them this morning. So that's one of the things that we still do. So we got the call again. He's new. I mean, the department wasn't used to having one either. And supervisor called and he said, "Hey, we want to send you." First, it was to the scene. And I'm like, "There's no reason to go there," because they were sending the kids somewhere else. So we get to the reunification site and we were waiting. And they told me, they said, "When the buses get here, we want you to get on each one of them and explain to the kids that they're safe and tell them what's fixing to happen." And I'm like, and I'm thinking in my mind, I've had this dog 3 months. He's never been on a school bus. I've never done anything like this in 30 something years of law enforcement, you know, but he definitely hasn't. I mean, there was a lot going on. And so we got on each school bus. And I can, teachers still will tell me how him getting on the bus just made everything change. It made such a difference. You could see the kids. Obviously, they were reacting to him. It was suddenly you see some smiles and stuff. But it was like they said he made them feel safe. And of course, he's not necessarily a dog that's going to keep you safe, but he can make you feel safe. And then so they were going to go, we got on each bus. And by the time they were getting ready to get off the bus, they'd gone to a different door. We were there waiting to greet each. Hang on. Nope. We were there. We went inside the door. So we greeted each child as they came in the door in the area that they were going to wait to be reunited. And so they got to pet him then. And we had trading cards at the time. And we spent countless hours. It seemed like it was forever. And I know it wasn't, but it was a long time. And we just roamed the room from group to group. They were in little groups. And this dog was nothing short of a miracle for them. He laid down on the ground. There, I have pictures where the kids were laying on top of him. They were hugging him, and he's not used to anything. He'd had hugs in schools, but it wasn't a thing. At that point, I wasn't necessarily comfortable for people just to lay on him. And after that day, I definitely am. But we just, I mean, we roamed that room for hours. He never even took a break. We never went outside. He never went to the bathroom. He would get a little bit of water and away he would go again. And we gave out all these trading cards. I know some kids probably had five that day because they kept coming back to me and coming back to me. It was just, you know, it wasn't, they all talk about the police being the heroes that day. First off, the police weren't the heroes. Honestly, that staff and the adults at Covenant, they were by far the heroes. But I also look at Bo, and there's nothing that as an officer or a staff at the school could have done any better than that dog did.
Oh my goodness. I've got goosebumps all over and tears. I mean, it's just, yeah, that kind of awareness and presence. And I mean, that is pure magic. That is pure magic before your eyes of seeing that and the impact and just the genuine love. And I just, oh my goodness.
To think that, I mean, honestly, he's just a mutt. He is a scruffy stray mutt that nobody wanted. And, you know, 6 months from being found, he's in that room and, you know, he is making people smile.
Oh, more than smile. Yeah, he was starting to help them to cope and to rebuild and have hope. Yeah, I mean, oh my goodness.
Well, that's actually what one of the teachers has told me since was that he was a ray of sunshine, and he was their hope that day
Yes,
that
for
things were
something
going to be
good.
okay.
Yes.
And it's amazing how a dog can do that. I
Yes.
sat down with the kids, and you have a little chatter. Of course, they were asking questions that I couldn't answer, but then their focus would be on him. And nothing that I could have ever said would have helped them like he helped them. And just
That's
that
right.
calm, he was so calm. I mean, how or why? It was like he was been doing it 10 years and was bred to do it. And we actually have that's so the first day for me, obviously, it was a job, and it was a job full of emotion. It was a job. I mean, I was there with a purpose. But since, I mean, like when they came back to they started their education back at a church. So I had told one little boy, had said, "Are we going to see you again?" I said, "Yep, I promise when you start school back, I'll be there." And so when they started back, we were there as they were getting out of the cars. Matter of fact, we went every day that week to greet them and be in the lobby. And there were other therapy dogs that came that week too. I obviously Bo won out a lot of attention.
Right. He is the superstar.
And we were going, I mean, anytime they had a bomb threat, and we went out there, and it's like one of them said, "You keep showing up." And I said, "We're not going anywhere." I said, "I made that promise, and we're not going anywhere." And so any little thing, if there's a school shooting in a different state, it triggers them. I'll go out there. But it was just weekly visits. I made it a point to go at least once, sometimes twice, just in the mornings for their arrival and to stay for their chapel.
We'll
Because I mean,
see.
it's one thing to go out there that day, but it's another thing to be a presence that
That's right.
stays.
Yep, that's right. That's the difference.
I've always said that in my job, because I'm a school resource officer. I was in the schools for 18 years. 18 of 34. And it's consistency. I didn't do a lot of transferring. It was the consistency that adults bring that will help kids.
That's
And
right.
so on the first year anniversary, I realized real quick that for me and for that community, it was no longer a job. Because I knew the parents and I knew the staff, and it stopped being a job at some well, it's like being retired and still going out there.
Oh, Faye, I love it. I love it. That's so beautiful and so genuine. Thank you so much for that, for sharing that with us and for doing that hard work and for being so consistent and reliable. That's such a gift that so many people never experience. Well, we are going to take just a super quick break and hear some important messages from our sponsors because we want to come back and visit more with Faye and hear from Robin because she's got some incredible new information to share with us about the Hero Dog Awards for 2026 that we can't wait to hear. So come right back.
Talk to the paw.
Hi, this is Amy Stewart.
Hi, I'm Jane Lynch.
This is Mandy Moore.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsh.
This is Catherine Tygo.
There's only one station that gives you the scoop on wagging tongues and tails and who's walking who in Rent and Tinseltown. Pet Life Radio, the tail wagger. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. We're visiting today with Faye Okert and Bo and Robin Gansert from the American Humane Society. And Faye shared so many wonderful experiences that she and Bo have had and the work that they've been doing in Nashville. And I really want to ask you, Robin, because you recognize Bo for his incredible work with the 2025 Hero Dog Awards. So tell us about the Hero Dog Awards and why the American Humane Society launched it 15 years ago.
I know, 15 years, can you imagine?
Wow, I can't.
It's a long time, but you know what's so important is that this is an opportunity for all of America in hometowns like our very own to celebrate those very special dogs in our lives. And what I love about it as the CEO for American Humane Society is that it gives us a platform to celebrate the stories of the healing power of the human-animal bond. And what I'm hopeful is that we can translate these stories into really effective public policy, really effective community-based programs, and overall just a general support for what a difference animals can make in our lives. Because I believe that animals can make us better humans, more kind, more compassionate, and we could all use a world which much more kindness and compassion than what we've currently seen and experienced. Dogs can do that. All animals can do that. And that's why we've launched the Hero Dog Awards.
Oh, I love it, Robin. And I could not agree or echo what you just shared anymore. It is so, so true. So tell us, how can someone nominate their dog? How do the Hero Dog Awards work?
Well, the American Humane Society launches the campaign every late spring to where nominations will be announced on our website and through social media pages and channels. So you can look us up at AmericanHumane.org and follow us on all of the social pages, and you will be able to see when the campaign launches. And as soon as the campaign launches, we go into nomination stage. And what's great is that you can nominate your favorite hero dog and gather your community behind to back a story of a very special dog in your community and in your life. So, for example, Faye's story inspired an entire community in her hometown, right? It was an entire school that behind this incredible dog story and allowed Sergeant Bo to be celebrated. And this, of course, I hope will serve to inspire other police departments to have therapy dogs on hand for various cases that they are engaged with, because those dogs act as such a buffer for people who are in a horrible and tragic situation as these kids were exposed to. So again, the campaign launches very soon, and we want people to nominate their dogs in incredible categories. We have a service dog of the year. We have a therapy dog category. We have a military working dog, a law enforcement dog. And then we have, you know, the shelter hero dog. It's an emerging hero dog who has really inspired us and as communities to even change laws. There's now animal abuse laws on the books because of our hero dog winners who've inspired their communities to really fight animal abuse. We were able to change the legislation at the federal level on military working dogs, again, because of hero dogs. So this campaign does a lot to impact local communities celebrating stories, local and people, but importantly, the law. We can change the law with these stories.
Oh, that is so wonderful, Robin. And that's the huge impact. I mean, what an impact this award program has had. I mean, it's fantastic to honor the adorable dogs like Bo that deserve that recognition. But you're right, that ripple effect of what really impacts every dog, every animal in our country. That's really powerful. I love it. I love it. And you guys do all kinds of things with it. You even on the Today Show, right?
Yeah. Yes. We have a really special partnership with the Today Show and many morning shows where we're able to launch the campaign and the announcement of the winner. You know, and this show is very important because on the Today Show platform or any of the other morning shows that we're on or any media that we're on, we're really celebrating advances in training of dogs. And importantly, we're having conversations about accessibility, particularly around service dogs and around therapy dogs. So I think this is an incredible public awareness platform. It's a platform that celebrates inclusion. It's a platform that celebrates accessibility. And it really has garnered, I think, a growing appreciation in society for the power of dogs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. It's just win-win all the way around for everybody. Yeah. Well, I have to ask you, Faye, when you found out that Sergeant Bo had won not just the therapy category, but the overall hero dog title, what was that moment like for you?
When I was standing up there, there was no way that I gave him the credit that he would win. I never thought I would hear from the award after putting him in. And then the top 25, and then the five, and everything that we got to do. And it was, by the way, Robin and her team make it so much fun and make it so easy for us. But when they announced him, it was, I don't know that I have words for that. Because it shows so much to so many people what dogs can do and what stray dogs can do. So I remember my son saying, Mom, you reached down and you gave the dog a hug and the dog was kissing you in the face. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yes, I can't imagine. I can't imagine that. And Robin, I have to ask you, how are the decisions made of who the winners are? How in the world can you narrow it down?
Well, you know, I don't, thank goodness. I could never do that. So let me just say that. That's not for me to do. You know, we have an incredible America Votes a part of this. So we bring America in to vote and to vote for their favorite dogs in all of these categories. Those voting periods will start again this summer for this year's award. And then importantly, there's a blue ribbon panel of judges who are some of the best animal experts around, and they also help to determine the year's winner. So it's, thank goodness, not me, but it's certainly America and an incredible series of wonderful judges and experts who share their knowledge and expertise in these very special categories. But, you know, frankly, we're talking about heroes on both ends of the leash. We've talked a lot about Sergeant Bo. But I want to give a big shout out to Faye.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about all the handlers of these hero dogs. We celebrate both ends of that leash. Faye's a hero. Sergeant Bo's a hero. And all of our Hero Dog Awards winners have an equal partner across the end of that leash who's a hero to me, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just love it, Faye, that you're a school resource officer, that was your profession, and yet you went that extra step and did that work with Bo and got Bo, because that's a lot of extra work. I know there's so many people that don't do that and do that extra work to bring in that extra resource to the children and youth that you serve. So that is so incredible that you did that. And I can only imagine how excited both you and Bo were to get that recognition and to see all of your work to be highlighted nationally like that, Faye. That must have been incredible.
You know, the awards, it was an experience of a lifetime. And it brought so many communities for us with the public voting together. After 34 years of law enforcement, and I did detective work and street work, you know, you see so much bad. And then in schools, you see a lot of good, but never what I saw from my end of the leash that he could do. But you know, the Hero Dog Award was an experience for me. Everything that we got to do, and I got to do it with my best friend, you know, was just an experience.
But holy moly, that must have been amazing, Faye. I mean, really, the pinnacle. You two really were at the pinnacle of any kind of working dog relationship. That is just so amazing to get that kind of recognition. Yeah, and so well deserved. So, so well deserved.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I know, Robin, I know American Humane just does so many incredible things. And I do want to ask you before our time is up today, what are some of the most urgent issues in animal welfare right now that you wish more people understood or that you're working on right now?
Marcy, we are working on animal issues and animal welfare issues around the world. Today, American Humane Society and our international arm, Global Humane Society, is on the ground with programs active in 71 countries, and we have an impact to over 90 countries. So it's a lot that we think about in terms of animals. First and foremost, what I always get concerned about, and I see it still so prevalent in
all areas of the world, and that's animal abuse. You know, the unbelievable amount of abuse I still see and witness, from a recent hoarding case that I saw in Texas to an abuse on a farm. It's heartbreaking to see how people treat animals, bad people treat animals. And it just makes me very upset. So number one, we're always on the front lines fighting abuse. Secondly, what also really keeps me up at night is being able to help people understand that we are in the midst of what we call the sixth mass extinction, where more than, you know, half of a species that we know on the face of the earth will be gone by 2040 or 2050, depending on what scientific study you put credence in. The bottom line, the very interrelated web of life as we know it on this earth, with our ability to interact with animals of all kind, from those animals in our backyard, the animals in the skies, the animals in the sea, the animals that are, you know, what we think about it in terms of Africa, but animals in our own backyard are facing threats of extinction. And that is such an urgent, urgent crisis, but it's hard to find people to give it airtime to solve for meaningful solutions. We're doing our darndest to tackle this, and we have a lot of hopeful solutions, but it's going to require much more in terms of efforts to save.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Those are the two top ones, Marcy.
Well, those are biggies, Robin. Well, let me ask you, I mean, I love following you and your organization. You are just always on the front lines, and I just love everything that you do. Your mission is so, so critical. And what would you say are some of the most impactful things that everyday people can do, Robin, to address this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think as everyone who loves animals, I always say, get involved with your local zoo or aquarium, or get involved with your local animal shelter. If you're a companion animal person and you want to go there, they both need volunteers. So volunteering at zoos and aquariums, volunteering at your local animal shelter allows these communities to have farther reach, which is very, very important. And through those platforms, you're able to be on the front lines of understanding what, if you live in an area where there might be a threatened species, how maybe your own backyard could enhance a place, a safe space or safe sanctuary for species. For example, I have a lot of flowers in my yard that I know bring butterflies and bring birds for pollination. I really want to help in that way by having a yard that encourages animals and wildlife to be in it. That's really a basic thing that I can do, get bees and butterflies and help those creatures that are invisible to so many, but they're not invisible to me. And of course, you know, I believe that you can do a lot to really impact at your state level. Get involved with what your fish and wildlife departments are doing. Get involved. And if you want to get involved with the American Humane Society and Global Humane Society, do you know we have rescue programs, and rescue volunteers can be trained to go out and help a community through a natural disaster? You know, we've been on the ground in some really interesting cases recently, from fires to floods. And even, as I mentioned earlier, hoarding cases and cruelty cases. And we need volunteers to come help us walk those animals, feed those animals, take the animals to veterinarians, just help us in those care situations. And we have a beautiful group of volunteers. There are humane heroes, and we can all be a humane hero.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for sharing that and making us realize. I love all the things that you shared because they're so doable. And I'm happy to say I do that with butterflies in our garden at home as well. And all those ways, like you said, there are so many things we can do that we can do in our everyday life. Yes, absolutely. That can have an impact. Well, I know our time is coming to an end, but I just have one quick thing, Faye, I want to ask you before we have to go, and that is, if Sergeant Bo could speak for himself, what do you think, Faye, he'd want people to know about the work he's done?
Honestly, I think that he would want people to know that second chances are real, and that if you show love and kindness, that's going to change the world. You know, honestly, just to work hard and anything's possible.
Perfect. I love it. And Robin, let me ask you one final question, and that is, where can our listeners follow your work, learn more about the Hero Dog Awards and find out how they can get involved and even volunteer in some of those opportunities you mentioned.
Wonderful. Well, absolutely. Visit us at AmericanHumane.org. Our website is chock full of information for you. And also through our social channels at American Humane is a great place to start. And I think it's really wonderful to connect with us through social channels. We have multiple posts every day that really keeps you up to date on all the different programs and initiatives and outreach opportunities. You know, right now there's a chance to go and sign up to help us advocate for penguins in South Africa. Yes, you can sign a petition so we can get it to the government and talk about some ways we can help penguins in South Africa. So there's easy ways to get involved. Just visit us at AmericanHumane.org.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much for the work that you've done, the work that you're doing. I just can't thank you both enough, Faye and Robin, for being with us today and for all the extraordinary work you're doing and how you're changing. You're really changing our world. I really appreciate that and all the work that magnificent Sergeant Bo has done. You guys are just rock stars. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mercy.
My pleasure. And Robin, you're going to have to come back, and Faye. Yep, we want to hear about what you guys continue to do. So thank you both. And thank you, our listeners, for being with us. We love that you join us. And you know that Fenway and I love to get those emails from you. And you can reach us at Marcy, M-A-R-C-I-E, at PetLifeRadio.com. We love to stay connected with you. So let us hear from you. And thanks so much for being with us today. And take good care.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.